朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
因为耶稣太知道了人生所有的痛苦、混乱、伤害给人的或是遭受的，几乎都是从这个己、这个我里面出来的。
Because Jesus knew it very well about all of our sufferings, hurt, confusion, and chaos, pretty much all come from the self.
因为自我中心是一种人天性，很习惯就这样。
Because naturally we tend to be self-centered.
我上次跟你们讲过，有一个女孩子到面店里面去吃面，叫了一碗大卤面还是什么面。
And I told you a story before. A lady goes to a restaurant and order a bowl of soup, noodle soup.
那个 waiter 把那个热热的面端来的时候，他的指头居然伸到汤里面去了。
When the waiter brought over the noodle soup, and his thumb was actually in the soup.
啊，这个人说。先生，你的指头。
And then this lady said,、oh, "Sir, your thumb, your finger."
他居然说，小姐，安了，我这个人不怕胖，不要担心。
He even said, "Don't worry, lady. I'm not afraid of heat."
弟兄姊妹，我们看事情，我们想事情，我们反映事情，都是从自己的眼光、自己的感觉、自己的利益、自己的角色出发，很容易的。
It's so easy for us to view things, interpret things from our own point of view.
我们会怪另外一半，你为什么不来帮我？等到他需要帮忙的时候，我们不去帮，我们觉得理所当然，因为我现在累。
We may complain our spouse why he or she doesn't help me when I need it, but when he or she needs it, we may say I'm too tired to help.
所以弟兄姊妹，主耶稣知道我们的问题。
So Jesus knows our problems.
所以舍己是为了帮助我们，也为了救我们脱离这种自我中心的生活方式和思维模式。
So actually, Jesus called us to deny ourselves in order to save us and free us from this self-centered mindset and lifestyle.
那这个改变不是一天就出来的。
But this change cannot be achieved overnight.
从跟随耶稣，你只要跟随耶稣，一定被改变。
But yet, if we just sincerely and truthfully follow Jesus, we will be changed.
我们每一次的聚会，或是你每一次的祷告、灵修，你真遇见耶稣，你不可能不被改变。
If we meet Jesus every time we come to the meetings or we study the scripture, we will be changed.
我给你们举一个很简单的例子哈。
Let me give you another very simple example.
这个《路加福音》从第九章51节开始，一直到后面24章的结束，都在讲耶稣最后的一段路。
The Gospel of Luke, from chapter 9, verse 51 through the end of chapter 24, it's all about the last journey of Jesus Christ.
定义向耶路撒冷去。
He set his face toward Jerusalem.
这一条路叫做十字架的路。
And that is the path of the cross.
终点是他在十字架上最后说成了。
And the conclusion of this.Journey is that he was on the cross and said, "It is finished."
哪里晓得，当圣经五十一节讲完，耶稣就面向耶路撒冷，他就定义向耶路撒冷去的时候。
So after chapter 9 verse 51, after he said it, he set his face toward Jerusalem.
他第一个经过撒玛利亚，撒玛利亚的人拒绝耶稣。
And then the first place he walked through was Samaritan.And the Samaritans rejected him.
门徒看着就生气，好心没有好报，要把救恩给你们，要把神的恩典给你们，你们居然这个样子。
And the disciples saw that they were really mad because they say these people they don't know how to appreciate the Savior.
所以雅各跟约翰就跟主祷告，主你要不要我们求死降天火把他们给烧了？
So James and John asked Jesus, "Lord, do you want us to pray and so that a fire will be sent from heaven and burn up these people?"
好大的口气哈！
So they were really arrogant.
你们中间碰到福音朋友不信，有没有这样祷告过？
Have you ever prayed this when you are rejected by gospel friends?
我爸爸的公司有一个同事跟人家传福音吵到最后，你这个人就该下地狱。
My father had a colleague at work.That he started arguing with gospel friends, and finally he says, "You deserve to go to hell."
耶稣说你们的心如何你们自己不知道。
But yet Jesus replied to his disciples, James and John,
弟兄姊妹,
you do not know the condition of your heart.
连我们在服事的事情上，在开始跟耶稣走十字架的路上，当我们开始认为我在为耶稣做什么的时候，我们都可能是我天然就造肉体的生命出来。
Brothers and sisters, even when we feel that we are in love, we are on fire for Jesus, we're serving the Lord, it still could be the work of our old flesh.
耶稣说，你们的心如何，你们不知道。人子来不是要灭人的命，乃是要叫人得救。
So Jesus says, you do not know about your hearts. The Son of Man did not come to destroy, but to save.
弟兄姊妹，我故事没有要停在这。
But the, I don't mean to stop my message.
当你读到使徒行传第八章的时候，
But yet when you go forward to Acts chapter 8,
腓力在撒玛利亚传福音，很多人信主。
Philip was preaching the gospel at Samaria, and then a lot of people believed.
请问耶路撒冷有哪两个使徒长途跋涉到撒玛利亚去看望他们？
Do you know which of the two apostles walked a long way from Jerusalem to Samaria to visit the saints there?
对不对？他们到了那边去，他们为他们祷告，为他们求圣灵，不再是降天火来毁灭他们，乃是求主降圣灵、降恩雨来充满他们。
So these same apostles, James and John, went to Samaria to pray for the saints.And to ask the Holy Spirit descend on them, not the fires, so that they will not be burned, but they will receive power.
所以耶稣生命的显出是跟随十架的人一定有的结果。
So you see the manifestation of the life of Christ is a natural result for those who follow Jesus.
所以在这里，第十节，刚才我们读过的哥林多后书第四章，他说身上带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
So that, that we carry the death of Christ, so the life of Christ, the life of Christ will be manifested in our bodies.
第十一节，常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们必死的身上显明出来。
That we are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
所以在这里，第一个是讲到我们主动走十字架的道路，哈，身上带着耶稣的死，动词是用主动式的。
So verse 10 says, always carry in the body of the death of Jesus.
后半段说，常为耶稣被交于死地，这是被动式的。
So verse 10 is the active, proactive tense. And verse 11 says, we're being given over to death.
不管是主动
passive tense,
或是被动的十字架经历，它都带来一个共同的结果，就是使耶稣的身被显明出来。
So whether it's active or passive cross experience, the natural result is that the life of Christ will be manifested.
所以受苦并不等于十字架。
So suffering does not equal to cross experience.
很多人遭遇困难，遭遇苦难，但是并不代表是十字架。真实的十字架一定有复活的生命做证明。
Many people suffer, but it doesn't mean that they're necessarily carrying the cross. But those who carry the cross will have life of Jesus Christ manifested as a testimony.
对，真实的实际上一定有基督被显出来的。
So someone, if someone truly carried the cross, life of Christ will be manifested.
1980年我碰到过几个从中国大陆出来的弟兄姊妹们。
In 1980s, I met some brothers and sisters from China.
他们很多都经过文革，受了很多的逼迫，下在监里吃了很多的苦头。
They have gone through the persecution, the Cultural Revolution, even being imprisoned.
但是有的人，你碰到他那个生命那么柔和，哦，那样子的向主，他从来不说自己的苦，他在那里诉说主的恩典，主怎么样坚固他们，帮助他们。
But some people, when you meet them, you feel that their life is so gentle. They don't complain about the sufferings they endured, but the grace of God, how God has saved them.
但是有的人就在那里一直强调，一直强调他受了多少的苦，哦，觉得你们在海外， 太舒服了，你们不知道什么叫十字架，你们根本不认识十字架。哦，就在这里责备弟兄姊妹们。
But some people they kept repeating and complaining about the sufferings that they have endured, and accuse brothers and sisters overseas for not understanding the true meaning of the cross.
我不是说我们不该被责备
啊。I'm not saying that we should not be rebuked.
我们该被责备。
Yes, we should be rebuked.
但是你却发现太阳。这个照在篱笆的身上跟照在一个蜡的身上，蜡就软了，篱笆就变硬了。
But just like the same sunshine shines on a piece of mud and a piece of wax, the mud becomes dry and hard, but the wax becomes soft and warm.
所以很多人受苦的经历让他骄傲，哦，让他看不起别人，但是很多人受苦的经历是让他经历基督，得着基督，活出基督来。
Some people, their sufferings make them even more proud and arrogant. But for some people, their suffering make them experience Christ.
那如果我们真看见十字架这条路的荣耀
，If we truly see the glory of the path of the cross,
真听见主的呼召，要我们陪他做羔羊的同伴
，And we truly heard God's calling that calling us to be the companion of the Lamb.
啊，我们会愿意甘心的身上带着十字架。
Then we'll be willingly carry up our cross.
就算被交于死地，那个环境逼得我们进入十字架的经历，我们也一样要得到主的结局，就是基督在我身上照常显大。
Even we may be given over to death through our circumstances, we are determined to receive the end, that is the life of Christ being manifested in us.
我认识一位很爱主的弟兄，也来过我们中间传福音哈。那个徐华医生，他有一次讲的时候，他说他们住在 New Jersey.
I met a brother, 徐华. He is a doctor. He was here before, and then he lived in New Jersey.
他在他弟弟家里面养了一只狼狗。
And then his brother had a German Shepherd.
后来那个狼狗生了大概三四只小狗。
And then the German Shepherd had three or four puppies.
有一天晚上突然狂风这个大雪淋到了。
All of a sudden one night there was a snowstorm.
夜里面突然发生的，所以他们不知道。早上醒来的时候，那个主人马上想到狗，冲到院子里面去。
And the snowstorm happened at night, and in the morning, all of a sudden, this owner remembered about his dogs.
他就发现那只狼狗母狗就坐在那个狗窝的门口完全不动，变成一只冰狗。
And then his brother saw this mother dog stood at the door of this dog house, and then she was completely frozen.
就是一个 frozen, 一个 icy dog 守在那边。他把那个狗搬出来的时候，发现几只小狗还在里面，还活着。
And then when he removed the frozen mother dog, he saw that all the puppies still survive.
弟兄姊妹，这是这个爱里面让我们甘心愿意付这个代价。
And because of love, we're willing to pay the price.
当我们爱耶稣，能够叫耶稣喜乐，我们愿意付这个代价。
So if we love Jesus and we want to please Him, we are willing to pay the price.
当我愿意让死在我身上发动，为了让别人可以得到耶稣，得到祝福，我们愿意做这件事情，这都叫十字架的经历啊。
So if I can let death to work in us, so that Christ will be in, so life will be in others, we will be willing to do that.
我没有时间去讲别的见证了哈。我们听到那么多很好的见证，他们虽然处在那样子的处境里面，好像客观的环境把他们逼到那样子，可是他们里面真的是活出基督来。
We don't have time to go over many beautiful testimonies that some people may be given over to death through circumstances, but they willingly carry the cross and the beauty of Jesus will be manifested.
那我们不用去羡慕那样子哈，我们先从我们自己神量给我们今天的十字架，我们开始学习愿意让死在我们身上发动，也让基督的生可以显在我们身上。
We don't need to envy those beautiful, great testimonies, but if we willingly and truthfully follow Jesus in our everyday life, so that Christ will be in us. And let's not complain about our circumstances anymore.
不要再去怪我们的公司，不要再去怪我们的同事，怪教会，怪 pandemic, 怪政府。我们学习自己做一个有影响力的人，是把耶稣带出来的人。
Let's stop complaining about our colleagues, our workplaces, our church, our government, even pandemic. But let us sincerely follow Jesus so that we can be a person of influence and bring about blessings.
只有耶稣显明出来才能真正影响别人，真正改变别人，真正祝福别人。
Only when the life of Christ is lived out and manifested, then it can be a real blessing to others and bring about change.
这叫十架的路，这叫生命的路，这叫讨神喜悦的路，这叫跟荣耀发生关系的路。
And this is called the way of the cross, the way of life, and this is the way that pleases God.
我们现在看到第三个点，保罗说的再受生产之苦，直到基督成形。
Then lastly, we shall see in the anguish of childbirth again until Christ is formed.
在这里我讲到生产之苦是积极性的苦难，为的要带出生命。
So the anguish of childbirth, the pain of childbirth is actually positive. It has a positive purpose to bring about life.
属灵母亲她重大的使命和贡献也在于她肯舍己，成为神家属灵生命的培育者，直到基督成形在人心中。
And the spiritual mother's great commission and also contribution also lie in self-denial, becoming the nurturer of the spiritual life of God's family until Christ is formed.
而在这里积极性的苦难，可能大家就问说，那什么叫消极性的苦难
？So, if this is the positive type of suffering, then what is a passive type?
消极性的苦难，我想你们听约伯记，我讲的更细，我这里只是简单点一下。消极性的苦难是因为我们犯罪，因为我们得罪神，因为我们不肯服在神所列的律底下，而我们遭受的结果。
So I explained that when I taught the book of Job, there's a passive type of suffering and sorrow. It's caused by our sins, our disobedience, that we violated the principles of God's laws.
保罗也特别提醒我们，神是轻慢不得的，你种的是什么，收的就是什么。
Paul also reminds us, God is not to be mocked. You reap what you sow.
不要因为我们自己犯罪或是肉体收到不好的结果，我们来埋怨神，为什么不听祷告？为什么不看顾我们？为什么容许这件事情发生？
So we shouldn't complain and accuse God for not listening to our prayers or not keeping us if we violate and we sin and disobey and violate God's principles.
你不能喝醉酒了，开车然后出车祸，断腿断手的，你去怪神。
If you're drunk driving, you got into a car accident and get hurt, you can't blame them.Blame on God.
这种苦难我们叫做消极性的苦难。
This type of suffering we call it passive or negative.
Charles Wendell 说他去看医生的时候，听到那个妈妈跟医生吵架，他说我不管怎么样，我的儿子就是要游泳。
So Pastor Charles Wendell once said that he went to visit a doctor in the waiting room. He heard a mother was arguing with the doctor, and she says, "My son would just have to."Swim, no matter what happens.
医生说，我跟你说过，他现在耳朵发炎到这样子，绝对不能游泳。
And the doctor says, because of his persistent ear infection, he cannot keep swimming.
他出来的时候，他原来以为那个人是大概跟我孙子一样，还那么小哈，没想到是十七八岁，比妈妈还高的一个青少年。
And then after the mother and son came out of the office, he thought it was probably a little boy.But like my grandson, but actually it's a 17-18-year-old.
这样子的苦难不叫十字架，这样子的苦难没有资格埋怨神。你说我们自己犯罪，自己违背神，我们自己自食恶果哈。
So this kind of suffering you cannot blame on God. This is because you violated You violate God's principle, you reap what you sow.
积极性的苦难，像主耶稣自己在约翰福音十六章说的，妇人生产的时候，虽然痛苦，但是知道结果要让她喜乐，因为有一个生命诞生了。
Like what Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 21 says, when a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for the joy of.That a human being was born into the world.
那个苦是真的苦。
And the pain is real.
之前会害怕，会忧愁，主都了解，所以主耶稣说的话。
And the woman could be sorrowful, it could be scared, which is all true, and Jesus acknowledged that.
但是当妈的看见生出来的孩子，那个苦就忘记了，就不纪念了。
But then the mother will forget and not remember the pain anymore when she sees her baby.
这是一个积极性的苦难。
So this is a positive type of suffering.
我长癌症去开刀要痛苦，但是这是一个正面的，因为他把那些伤害我的给除掉。
If I got cancer, I have to go through surgery. This kind of suffering is positive because it's going to remove the cancer.
所以保罗说，我小子们啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
So Paul says, my little children for whom I'm again in the anguish of childbirth until Christ is formed in you again.
所以你们不管养孩子也好，不管是儿童主日学老师也好，或是在神家当小组长服侍神儿女们也好，弟兄姊妹，我们都会受生产之苦。
So whether you're raising children in your family, you're teaching Sunday school, or you're leading a small group, we will all go through the pain, the anguish of childbirth.
但是我们希望没有一个人半途而废哈。
But we hope that no one will quit in the middle.
有没有一个妈妈怀孕了三个月说够了够了，我不想再生了。
So have you seen a mother after three months of pregnancy, I can't stand this pain anymore. I'm going to give birth right now.
我们用各样的方法能够安胎，能够逐月让它生下来，对不对？
We try all means to keep the baby so that it will carry through full term.
你也不会坐飞机回中国回台湾坐了十个小时受不了了，不行了，我要下去了，开门就下去了。
Have you seen anyone being on the flight back to China after 10 hours says, I can't stand it anymore. He would just open the door and get off.
你必须只等到那个结果，那个目的达到了。
You have to wait until you reach the goal.
我小学生初中的时候，我们那个时候规定初中全部要理光头哈。
When I was in middle school, our school, the rule is that you have to shave off your hair.
所以我毕业了以后要去上初中之前，去那天去理发的时候，我一路上伤心走十架道路。
Okay, so by the time I graduated from elementary school, I have to shave off my hair. So on the way to the barber, I was so sad. I felt that I was walking on the way of the path.
因为我小时候头发又黑又多，虽然没有压沙龙多，但是也是很多。
Because my hair was thick and dark and nice.
没想到我那天到理发店去的时候，真的非常痛苦的经历啊。
So that day I went to the barber shop and was such a painful experience.
那个理发师恶作剧哈，他说你要理光头啊，我说是。
And then,
他就拿那个电动刀哈，从我的正面一刀这样子直接下去哈。
So the barber asked me, so you want to shave off your hair, shave your head and say yes. And also he just shave and make in the middle.
好像这个红海开道路一样，两边搞起来，中间一条路。
Just feels like he was parting the Red Sea and then make a path in the middle.
然后全部人都在笑
啊。And everyone was laughing at me.
那我已经很痛苦了，又被他们嘲笑，我不能拔腿就跑，对不对？我出去的话是 incomplete.
I was already very painful experience, and then he even make fun of me. But I couldn't quit at that moment, right? I couldn't just.Get out and live.
弟兄姊妹，我们要不甘心土产不熟而落。
So that we should not be willing that our land is unfruitful.
你看那个树，土产不熟，这是以利沙的故事。那个果子长，还没有熟，一点点掉在地上，以后没有了。
So just like the picture, maybe the fruit was growing, but without waiting for it to mature, it just fell on the floor.
主耶稣讲撒种比喻的时候，讲到撒在荆棘里的，路加福音第八章的解释，就是他们也长，只是荆棘把它挤住了，就结不出成熟的籽粒来。
Just like in Jesus' parable, the sower's parable in Luke chapter 8, verse 14 says, the plant will yield fruit, the crop will yield fruit, but then it will not mature. It will not wait for the fruit to mature.
没有得到主的结局。该有的结局。
So in other words, they did not wait for the end, the end of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我希望我今天的信息要停在这。我真的知道我们都在为主受苦。
So I have to end my message now. I know that almost all of us are suffering for the Lord.
尤其我们今年中英文，甚至青年组，我们都开始了新人门徒训练。
And this year we started a new men discipleship program in Chinese as well as English congregations.
我希望我们不要落在外面跟肤浅的层次说说谈谈。
I hope that we will not take it lightly and then stay on the superficial level.
更多人是在基督里，在十架的里面，我们一起来成长，一起来学习。
But I hope that we will grow in Christ and learn.
当死真在我们身上发动的时候，生也要在别人身上发动。
So when death is truly at work in us, life will be at work in others.
我最后结束在我用过的一个比喻，孩子小的时候跟他们看动物片，这个动物的介绍。
Before my conclusion, I want to share with you, when my children were little, we used to watch the videos about animals together.
有一种虫长得很像蚯蚓。
There was type of worm just like earthworm.
当它到繁殖的时候，要开始延伸下代的时候。
When it comes to the reproductive season.
它们的蛋必须在鸟粪里面才能够孵化出小生命来。
And their eggs have to be hatched in the droppings of birds.
所以等到它开始繁殖的时代的时候，哦，那个记者照在那个海边那个沼泽旁边，这些所有的母虫一个一个把头伸出来，伸得高高的，让鸟来把它吃掉。
So that during their reproductive season, you will see the film actually filmed that on the seashore. You see the mother worms just keep stretching out, hoping to be seen by birds and be eaten by birds.
他知道他如果死不在他身上发动，生没有办法在这些蛋在他的孩子身上发动。
Because these worms understand if death is not at work in them, and life will not be at work in their offspring.
神的永能和神性借着所有的东西都在对我们说话。
So we see that God's eternal power and divine nature are all speaking to us through creation.
好好爱我们家里的孩子们。
So let us love our children at home.
孩子们好好孝敬你们的父母。
And children, respect and honor your parents.
我告诉你，你不要只觉得父母不好，将来你的孩子不会比你好到哪里去的。
So please, don't just complain about your parents. Have you ever thought about in the future,Your kids will also complain about you.
你要想一想，二三十年之后，你的孩子用这样子的态度，或是更恶劣的态度对待你，你的感受是什么？
Think far ahead in 20 or 30 years. If your children treat you this way, how would you feel?
我们都需要让基督的十字架在这里，让我们不再是我，乃是基督。
So we all need to carry our cross so that it is no longer I.But Christ.
好像神家满了生命，而且满了生命的传承。
So that in God's house there will be full of life and full of inheritance of life.
难怪保罗说，我不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
No wonder Paul could say, I know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听。也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。